What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
How far out would you have to expand that list to get to Fields or Wilson?
Man, I'm kind of hung up on how he has the top five ordered, but that's fine.
I agree.
How far out to include Fields or Wilson? Can we play? I think these are much more fun. Instead of me and you just saying a number, can we just play the game? Like,
well,
we start naming
game quarterbacks
who we would have ahead of them and see where we end up. All five of the guys he named, even though I would put them in a much different order.
All right, so then I'll name the next guy, Jaden Daniels.
I'll name the next guy. It's not even one that I feel great about, but it's obvious. Is Dak Prescott's better? So that's seven.
Donnie?
Going through guys that are better than Fields?
Yeah. Players, if we were making the list with BMAC, that we would be naming before we would name Wilson or Fields.
Mayfield.
Kyler.
Hold on. Guys, slow down here.
Sorry, yeah.
All right, so Baker would be eight. No quarrel for me on that.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking like exact order.
No, it's not.
We're just trying to get
not exact,
guys who are better. They just have to be ahead of those.
Exact order is not necessary.
Okay, Goff.
Hold on.
No, he has to do it. We're doing around the horn here.
Okay, I'll just say Goff.
A triangle of trust, Donnie. Repeat. Come on, my friend.
So that would be nine.
Okay, so you're at Goff.
Yep.
I'll take Kyler.
10.
You hesitated there, but I think it's pretty clear, and I'm not a Kyler fan.
Did anyone say Herbert yet?
Nope.
Herbert.
11.
Herbie.
Jordan Love.
This feels like a layup, what I'm about to say, because we've talked about him. Stafford.
13. Don?
Well, what about Trevor Lawrence?
I agree.
He's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We're still going,
7, 8, 9. That's 14.
We're still going.
Purdy.
I thought that was a pretty obvious one.
15.
Oh, let's see. We've done God. This one would be kind of controversial. So I'm actually having to think about this for a little bit now. Because I'm thinking of several different players, I think all of whom there would be a little bit of debate about.
We'll throw it out there and we'll see where it goes.
Geno Smith.
Yes.
I would take Geno.
He was actually not in the group of guys I was thinking of. I just had his name pop into my head and went,
that's
Geno
16.
Smith, that's safe.
Don?
Yeah.
So now he's in the... So now there's 32 teams. He's now in the below
average.
In
the bottom half.
Did anybody say Stroud?
No.
No, that's obvious. One bad year does not
17.
A quarterback make.
And then in that one bad year, he won a playoff game.
Correct.
Tua.
So that was one of my crew of, like, is Pony going to vociferously debate it? But, I mean, he's had better numbers,
I would,
man.
I would take Tua.
That's 18.
All right, now I do think we're getting to you-know-what cut in time. Because now I feel like I'm projecting on this particular player. And it's a guy who is not young. In fact, he might be older than Fields, but I'm more intrigued. I'm more intrigued by Penix after a couple of games than either of those
guys. I would not put him. Because it's only two games.
Well, I'll pick a different player if majority says Chris.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not going to do that yet.
Donnie, can you get down with Penix?
I won't go Penix yet.
I'm also going to go with this one just on a projection because I think his trajectory is way better than either guy. Bryce Young suddenly has me intrigued again.
Oh, wow.
He does. Bryce Young has me intrigued. He looked like a completely different quarterback off the benching. Completely.
I don't know if I can get there with him, though. But
that guy could have bagged wins over the Chiefs, the Eagles, in what, back-to-back weeks?
I can't do that.
Very easily.
I can't do it either.
All right, fine. I'll keep going here. But put those guys below here, Pony.
I did.
Write them on the side.
I did.
The only other name of, like, here's a controversial pick is Caleb Williams for me. Just because there's not that much scar tissue, and he's about to have one of the best offensive play callers in the league running the show for him. Oh, wait, hold on. Forget it. I don't even do that. Bo Nix. I'll take Bo Nix over either of them.
There's 19.
Nix, for sure.
Donnie, I have to say Bo Nix. He got a team to the playoffs.
Yeah, I would agree with him.
Bo Nix looked worlds better than either of them from, like, what, week three on?
I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that we missed.
You can't say Anthony Richardson.
No.
Hurt all the time. Raiders, you don't even know who their quarterback is.
The Jets don't have one. The Giants
would you take Jameis even though he's not on a team? Would you say you feel better about Jameis?
No.
No.
Okay. So the Browns don't, I mean, Watson, no one's going to say that. Titans don't have a quarterback. Would you take Mason Rudolph over these guys?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Drake May. I would take Drake May. How do we forget him?
20.
Absolutely would take Drake May.
I don't hesitate on that.
No, that's easy. He was on the worst roster in the league. My God.
I mean, I don't hesitate on Caleb Williams.
Okay, so Caleb.
He was the number one pick, and the Bears gave up on Fields, and he got traded for a six-round pick. If I could trade Justin Fields for Caleb Williams today, I would drive Justin Fields to Chicago to make that trade happen, even though I think
I have Williams had about Williams' long-term future.
He also had a good year. It's just he was on a bad
Caleb?
Team. I thought he had a pretty good season.
I think there's a lot of work to be done there, but yes, he's got way more upside.
All right, here's two guys we haven't named yet. Darnold. You have to say yes.
My silence, by the way, is yes.
I wouldn't sign Darnold for the amount of money he's going to get in free agency.
My silence is an agreement.
But the dude just had 30 touchdown passes and got a team to the playoffs.
What about the corpse of Derek Carr?
I think he's a yes,
my guy,
too.
The former MVP.
But they might be out on him, man. They might actually be
if
like
Derek,
looking at Rattler.
No, that's not what... I guess the coach can lie. But if Derek Carr and Justin Fields both became available, Carr would get more money than Fields if they were free agents right now.
So, I mean, they slot in right around, what is that, 25 spot or so?
1, 2,
definitely
3, 4, third. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah, they're like 26
21, 22, 23. We name for sure.
Yeah, so they're like 24, 25, 26, 27.
Best case. I mean, then you've got to have debates about them versus...
A handful of those players.
Bryce Young and Penix and...
It ain't good, man.
You know, just...
Justin
Kirk
Fields...
Cousins even could, like... You could make a...
Well, if you think he's actually...
an argument
if you
for
think
him.
He actually was hurt last year and that's why he was so bad... Like, Justin Fields feels like the quarterback that everybody wants, but nobody actually wants to start. You know what I mean? Like, everybody wants, like, oh, yeah, I'd like to take a flyer on Justin
Fields. Well, that's like when you
Fields.
Said everybody likes the idea of, like, watching Jameis Winston until he's your
right.
quarterback.
So I think Justin Fields is the guy. Everybody kind of wants him on their team. Yeah, I want Justin Fields. What a hell of a backup. Great ceiling. Nobody actually wants to start Justin Fields.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.